Hello, everyone. I'm Denise Boggs, and I want to welcome you as we journey together through healing the heart. As we're studying depression, there's four major things that we've got to really consider that can cause depression, but that's not the root of it, but it causes it, triggers it. Family issues. That's probably the most prevalent right now. It's family issues. Men's hearts are failing them right now, in this time in history. Family issues. Okay? Health issues. What am I going to do? I just got a doctor's report. What am I going to do? Medications. Did you realize that medications can have the side effect of depression? So you've got to look at your medication that you've been prescribed and see if depression is a side effect. But do you stop taking the medication? No. You work through the heart issues. The heart issues, the pain where you did not feel loved by someone significant. That's when hope is deferred. And it could be all the way back in childhood. And you began at that point for that feeling of depression to come on you and you not be aware of what to do about it. It needs healing. You need to be healed from the one that you were looking to love you, but they didn't even have the capacity maybe. Maybe they were in depression. That's how I grew up. My father was in depression. And you know what the root of it was? He didn't feel loved, and he didn't know how to love us. So the root of it, you have to get to the root in order to heal and be free from depression. As far as a family issue, it can be literally a generational issue, family history. Is there a history of depression in your family? Now, does that mean you're going to definitely be depressed, okay? Many people think, okay, if grandpa was depressed, my daddy was depressed, then I'm going to struggle with depression. I just want to give you some truth. God says in His Word, just as we begin reading it, okay, that hope deferred makes the heart sick. Grandpa, your father, and even you have experienced being the hope being deferred. The very thing you hoped for did not come to pass. So healing your heart from those things that happen, embracing the love of God and having faith that God is going to bring you through it, heal from it, and the cycle can end with you. In the book, you'll be able to read the story of Becky. And she came for a retreat. This was years ago. And what we realized as we worked through it is she did not understand that there was a difference between conditional love and unconditional love. She had grown up with love being conditional. Everyone required something of her in order to give her love. That was even in the home she grew up in. There was a great demand on her, put on her by her mom. Her mom was single. And so there was a great demand. She had to do a lot just to keep her place in the family and to feel important and significant in the family and be loved, okay? But that's conditional love. There was a condition on it. And so she was treated differently on the days that she didn't feel like cleaning the house. She was treated differently. So, but because that's how she grew up, she had even married someone. It was the same way, conditional love. It's conditional based on what you have to bring to the table, what you have to, the demand that's put on you or the requirement. Okay, so she was very depressed, going from town to town, seeking an answer to why she's so depressed. But again, she's searching for love. She was searching for God's love. Do you know? When you're searching for God's love, you're searching for someone that knows God's love, that can share His love, and you can share His love, and you can have fellowship with one another, okay? You can share God's love with each other. Because, listen, God's love is not selfish. You're not always consumed with yourself. You're able to love others, share God's love with others. You know, for God so loved the world that He gave. That's a key right there. He gave. That's what unconditional love is. You're willing to give, not requiring anything in return or demanding anything. You're willing to give. So when Becky came to our retreat, and she was hopeless. She was at the end, ready to end her life. But as we helped her understand God's love, and then how to discern the difference between unconditional and conditional love, then she could make right choices. She could heal from growing up in conditional love and then choose relationships in the present that were based on unconditional love. She's not having to work to earn love. Do you know that that can be your freedom from depression? To learn, but also live your life according to God's unconditional love. God bless you.
If Living Waters has been a blessing to you, and you would like to help support this ministry, you can give on our website, livingwatersministry.com/donate, or text any amount to 84321. We have additional resources for you to continue on your journey to healing in our online bookstore. You can click the link in description.